edition of My Sports every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. My name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you so much for choosing to spend a piece of your day with me talking Paulding County Athletics. Really fun show in store for you guys this morning. We have a ton of football that we have to talk about from last night. Playoffs on the horizon. We'll break down all the games in the Green Meadows Conference, some games from around the area, and here to help me do that this week will be our guest. He is one of our sponsors from Williamson Crop Insurance. He is Jason Williamson. He'll join me coming up next, like I said, talking a little bit of football. He's seen a lot this year. He'll have a really good perspective of where things sit heading into the playoffs. I can't believe we're already talking playoffs basketball season. It's coming up here shortly. I don't want to look too far into the future, but that is something we need to talk about soon. We'll have some of the hoops coaches from around the area on the show here in the upcoming weeks. But like I said, Jason Williamson, he's going to join me next so we can talk some Green Meadows Conference football. What a fun year it's been. Also, I need to mention, if you didn't get a chance to hear it, catch up with some of our episodes on the my1027.org website. Had a really fun one last week with Mike Robinson of 4th and Goal Athletics in Prep Red Zone. Again, talking some Green Meadows Conference football, talking some Northwest Ohio football. We had a lot of fun, but again, that episode and every episode is archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand listening access. Well, it's time for our first break here on My Sports when we come back. Like I said, we're talking to one of our sponsors, Jason Williamson of Williamson Crop Insurance. He joins me next. Whoever you are and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour. Thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues as it's time to welcome in our guest today. He is one of our sponsors, and he is also one of our commentators on MySports.live. Also can be heard on WKSD, Jason Williamson of Williamson Crop Insurance. Jason, really appreciate you taking some time today. Thank you.
Oh, Pete, it's absolutely my pleasure. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
So first and foremost, how are you and how's the business doing?
Well, I'm doing good and family's doing good. We're in the middle of harvest and things are rolling along. Back in the spring, I didn't think we would be this far along in harvest by the end of October, but here we are. In that regard, it's going well. We're staying pretty active, pretty busy. There's areas that got rain and there's areas that just didn't. And so the yields are all over the board and we've turned in a fair number of claims, but I think for the most part, the adjusters are staying on top of it. So always good to be busy, be active. Wheat planting went good, so we're getting that in. So it's good. It's at a good pace.
You talk about your busy time. Is there ever a downtime with crop insurance?
Not really anymore. I would say if there's a downtime, it might be in December when we're getting ready for the next year planting and they're making changes to the policy and we've got to go to educational things and get ready for that. But once we get through those, January 1st, we're back out the door and things seem to be to roll from there. So no, it's pretty busy all the time, which is the same thing in ag. You know, I've friends of mine that weren't involved with agriculture are like, well, what are farmers doing? I'm like, you have no idea what you're saying when you say that. These guys are busy all the time. So yeah, it's good.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear all is well, and it's definitely good to catch up. Let's talk a little bit of GMC football. I can't believe playoffs, they're already on the horizon here. We're going to start talking high school football playoffs, and then basketball season coming up here shortly. I know you do a lot of work with Kenny Stabler and WKSD, but let's talk a little GMC football. And one of the games that's obviously stood out to a lot of people this year, the 3-0 Kenora victory over Wayne Trace in overtime. I asked Brady Stabler the same question. You were a part of that broadcast. As a fan or as a commentator, have you ever seen a football game like that?
No, I have not seen a game like that. And it was it's amazing to me how good both defenses played. I mean, just fundamentally sound. And you would say, oh, the offenses were lacking. I really don't think that was it. I think the defenses were that good. And both teams were just looking to say, okay, who's going to make a mistake first? It was, if you enjoy defense, that was a great game to watch. And, you know, in small school football around our area, it's not every year that you find a kicker who is a difference maker.
Yeah,
and that,
right.
Obviously, that was a difference in the game for Tenora. Bishop kicked a huge field goal in overtime, and he missed a few in the game, but it wasn't like he was missing little gimmies. They were 40-plus yard field goals. And, yeah, just a great game to watch. And, boy, what a testament to Tenora for that start that they had, turn around and run the table in the GMC, or at least get the title with 1 week to go. Pretty impressive turnaround. And for Wayne Trace, same thing, a couple of tough losses mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year, and then they really relied on that defense and have slowly turned around their season from where it looked at the beginning to the way they can potentially end it. Nice turnaround and a nice job by Coach Holden and staff to just not give up and to find their strengths and then live with them and push them.
Let's start with a team that I haven't seen this year, and I want to talk about them because, man, they had a heck of a turnaround, like you mentioned, the Tenora Rams this year. What did you see from Tenora, and how do you think they sparked that turnaround?
You know, Pete, to me, one of the things that I felt like I was watching, for years and years, it felt like when you'd watch Tenora, you could rely on very tight formation, quick hitter runs, and they would just run it and grind you out and then pop a little tight end pass. And that was the Tenora offense. The Tenora defense, always sound, always stout. And that has not changed. The interior of the Tenora defensive line is very impressive, and they will stifle your run. And then in the defensive backfield, they're just not out of place. There's just not a lot of openings. They're quick. They're athletic to the football. And, you know, it became one of those things where if you're Tenora and you say, you know, we do this very, very well, do we have to have a great offense? It's not a great offense, but it's balanced. Mm-hmm. They can throw the ball. They can run the ball. And if they don't make mistakes and they limit their turnovers, eventually they will wear out their opponent. And I think that, to me, that was what was so impressive. They go out of conference and they really have a very tough, grinding schedule to start the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go 0-3 to start. Mentally, it can go one of two ways. The kids can kind of check out, look for the next season, or, well, this went wrong, or why am I not playing? Or you can completely buy in. They changed quarterbacks after that, which is something you don't normally see, and from that point on, the success has been exemplary.
So I can tell you that myself and Scoot Miller were over at Paulding that night, scoreboard watching that game, and I told him the score in about the third quarter, and he looked at it, and his eyes just lit up. He's like, wait a second, what'd you say? And then we followed it the rest of the way there. But again, let's talk about the Wayne Trace Raiders, a team, again, a tough start to the year, but the defense is something that's held them in every single game. The offense, it's balanced and it's getting there. They've started to find a little bit of success on the ground, but the defense, I think, has really stepped up for Coach Holden and the Wayne Trace Raiders, and watch them to continue to do that with any opportunity that they get.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is just kind of figuring out who they were. You know, early in the year, they were kind of juggling quarterbacks, and then they kind of settled on Chunauer, and just a very unfortunate injury for a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping Jack is back and well very soon. But once they, you know, once that happened, they had to move on, and Colmore had stepped in. And now I think one of the things that is a benefit from that is the team knows who's going to be where.
Yeah.
They know who the quarterback is. They know who's going to be at receiver. And again, they sprinkle in the run. You've got a quarterback who can run in Moorhead. And then you've got a number of playmakers. You just try to get them the ball in as many ways as possible, Tyler Head being one of them. But the staple of the whole thing is just the defense. The defensive line is very stout, very experienced, and they've got a little size to them, a little strength. Mm-hmm. And then you get that allows the linebackers to shoot through, and they've had phenomenal linebacker play. Lance Whitman, the junior, has just been exemplary out there for Wayne Trace. I think I don't know that you could have expected any more from him than what you've got, and he's just turned into a real difference maker for that Wayne Trace defense.
Yeah, and the defense, a very sound tackling defense, even in that secondary, the defensive line, the linebackers, and the secondary all really can get running backs to the ground, and I think that's one thing that really helped them in that Tenora game. So, Jason, I want to ask you, obviously, follow the GMC pretty closely, see a bunch of different games throughout the year. Anything that really surprised you this year in terms of teams?
You know, it will sound funny to say this because the record doesn't look outstanding, but the Hicksville Aces kind of came out of nowhere and they battled people. Nice running game, nice team, really a big step up from last year even. And I don't know that I really saw that coming. Paulding has continued here to build something that's going pretty nice. Coach Menzie, mm-hmm. even in their losses, they're tight, close, tough losses. And the same with Edgerton. Edgerton, you didn't know what to expect this year. They had a very nice win over a very good Paulding team. But yet the balance in the league has been amazing. Wayne Trace gets a nice win, a shutout over Edgerton. Paulding beats Wayne Trace. Edgerton beats Paulding. You know, it kind of goes around. It's so balanced. And, you know, it's one of those cliche sayings, but it's very true. Any given Friday right now that you don't know what's going to happen. And I think that makes it really exciting for every team. When you go to a stadium, you really believe you've got a chance to win. And I think the balance has been something that's been very fun to watch.
And that's one team I wanted to comment on. You mentioned them earlier, the Edgerton Bulldogs. I saw them this year, and Joel Walkup and company. Man, that's a team that can make some noise. That's a really fun team, too. As well as one team I talked about with Brady, and that was the Fairview Apaches. It just seems like the GMC has so much talent this year.
Well, and it's the Fairview Apaches is just a fun team to watch.
They
we could see it coming last year, and then now this year, Zedike back there, quarterback, just slinging the ball around to all sorts of playmakers and making so much happen. It's a very exciting offense to run and to watch, but you got to have kids that can execute it, and that's what Fairview's got. And that's been just there's different ways to win ball games. Fairview's found their way, and it's an exciting brand of football.
So one of the most interesting things for me, Jason, is the fact that last year, Ayersville and Antwerp, top-tier teams in the GMC. This year, of course, they lost both a lot to graduation. Coach Hale's team, they compete week in and week out. Can you speak to the toughness that you've seen from the Antwerp Archers this year?
Well, and I think that might be the great word, Pete, is toughness or resilience. Because you looked at that team last year and you look at Altimus and Brewer and just so many starters that went both ways on offense and defense for multiple years. Even though you bring back a lot of players, they might not have a lot of playing time. And figuring out who's going to get into those new roles and who's going to fit where, it takes some time and you're going to have some growing pains with it. The game they had last week, you know, it could have been very easy for the Archers to just pack it in and, hey, you know, they got this one and we're out, but they didn't. And I think if nothing else, that is a building block foundation that Antwerp can use, not just for this next game, but to springboard into next year, that these guys that were given the opportunity can say, hey, we can do this. And I think sometimes you just need to see that. Same is true with Ayersville. Ayersville had so many seniors, and sometimes you get those around here. You get classes of kids that are just very talented, play well together. And for whatever reason, they all are in the same grade. That happened with both of those schools. And so, you know, once that happens, you kind of have to look at the pieces that are left and build and grow from there. And I think they've both done that. Now, it's not the result you'd want to see, but the flip side is knowing the youth movement you had to have, I think both programs, you know, are getting better. And I think that's all you can ask as you get later in the year.
Absolutely, and it definitely speaks to the culture that they've built at both of those schools as well. Well, Jason, hey, thank you so much for your time today. Can you believe we'll be talking basketball here in a few weeks?
I know, Pete. I'm getting pretty excited for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And anytime, I just appreciate the call and the opportunity just to talk with you, Pete. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you so much. Again, we'll catch up soon. Hopefully, I'll catch you on a few basketball games this year. And have a great rest of your day, Jason.
All right. Thanks, Pete. You do the same.
This has been Jason Williamson of Williamson Crop Insurance, WKSD, and MySports.live, and we'll be right back after this on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders.
We're back talking some football here on My Sports. Just wrapping up our conversation with Jason Williamson of Williamson Crop Insurance, one of our great sponsors, as well as WKSD, and of course, MySports.live. Moving right along with another edition of My Sports, time to talk some football. We talked about the season with Jason Williamson. It's time to talk about last night. Of course, we'll start to get some of the playoff rankings flowing in here coming up shortly in the next few days, but let's take a look at the Green Meadows Conference scoreboard from an evening ago. It looks like this. Some big ones happening in Paulding County. We'll start with Paulding all over Antwerp. That final 46-6 in a strong finish for the Paulding Panthers again as they await their playoff hopes. Wayne Trace, well, the Raiders, they took care of business at home at Raider Field, taking down the Ayersville Pilots 48-13. I was on the call for that one with Ben Winans, and wow, the Wayne Trace offense, it was extremely balanced. Cole Moorhead, our signature embroidery player of the game because of his decision-making. Now, I'll tell you what, he could have made some different decisions that could have turned the tide in this game. He ran when he needed to run. He threw when he needed to throw. He was extremely accurate, and the Wayne Trace Raiders put up a season high, hanging 48 on Ayersville. And it started from the first play of the game. It was Moorhead who found Amos Sin for a 46-yard touchdown pass out to the flats, and then they continued to pour it on. Tyler Head had an exceptional game last night and has had a great career at Wayne Trace. He found the end zone a few times. Thomas, their running back, he runs with a head of steam. They got it rolling on the ground, got it rolling through the air, and Cole Moorhead able to find the end zone through the air and with his legs. Just an exceptional effort by the senior quarterback and the entire team for Wayne Trace. Congratulations to all the seniors able to pick up a win on senior night for the Wayne Trace Raiders. And talk about Cole Moorhead, but you have to give some credit to the offensive line of Wayne Trace. They kept him upright all evening long. And again, the decision-making from Cole Moorhead, one of the big differences in this game, controlling the line of scrimmage, that was the key at the beginning of our broadcast. And the Raiders, they did just that. Had it clicking on all cylinders. Ton of offense for Wayne Trace tonight as they improved to 4-3 in conference play. And again, they have some numbers they're still watching, so keep you updated with all things Wayne Trace Raiders football here in the next coming days. Elsewhere around the conference, it was Fairview taking down Hicksville, but a much improved Hicksville Ace team and a really fun Fairview Apache squad. And the game of the night, well, really didn't turn into much of a game at all. A bit of a head turner from my standpoint anyway. The Tenora Rams, your GMC outright champions, shutting out Edgerton 24-0, and congratulations to the Tenora Rams. A big-time year going undefeated in Green Meadows Conference play and taking home the GMC crown. And Tenora, I think, was the perfect story of resilience this year, turning out to really be the game of the year, the 3-0 win against the Wayne Trace Raiders in overtime. It was the Tenora kicker, the difference in that one. But to win the GMC, you have to get it done in all three phases. And we heard Jason Williamson talk about the Tenora offense, the Tenora defense, and their special teams. They put it all together, and congratulations, Rams. You are the Green Meadows Conference champions for 2024. So let's take a look at our final standings before we put a lid on our football coverage from last night. Well, Tenora Rams, again, undefeated in conference play, but this Tenora team, they lost three games to start the year. I mean, they lost 38-0 to Liberty Center. They lost 14-9 against Otsego, and then a one-point loss against Archibald before defeating Hicksville, Fairview, Antwerp, Wayne Trace, Ayersville, Paulding, Edgerton, running the table in GMC play. And over the past 5 weeks, they've only given up 18 points. These Tenora Rams have blanked opponents in the last 4 out of 5 weeks, Paulding the only team to put up 18 on them in a 21-18 victory. That includes shutouts versus Antwerp, Wayne Trace, Ayersville, and Edgerton. Once again, Tenora, GMC champion, 7-3 overall, and they run the table in conference play with a perfect 7-0 record. Fairview, the Apaches, a really fun team this year, 6-1 in conference play and 8-2 overall. And again, Some of these overall records just speak to how strong the non-conference schedule is and the scheduling that the Green Meadows Conference coaches do every single year. They're playing some really tough opponents no matter who it is. Paulding 4-3 in conference play, 7-3 overall. Edgerton 4-3, 6-4 overall. Wayne Trace gets back over 500 in conference play this year after being 3-4 last season. They're 4-3 in the GMC, 4-6 overall to end the year. Antwerp, Hicksville, and Ayersville all at 1-6 in the league. 3-7 for Antwerp overall. Hicksville 2-8 and Ayersville 1-9. Their lone GMC victory coming against those Hicksville Aces, a team in Hicksville that has really improved this year. In Ayersville, they'll be back on top. Very young team. We saw them this past Friday night. Really young, really well coached. They're going to grow. They'll be back at the top of the GMC standings in no time. Well, that will do it for our football coverage for this week. I can't believe we're starting to talk playoffs. I'll keep you updated with that playoff picture as soon as I hear anything. It'll be really fun to see who gets in and see who can make some noise from Paulding County. So that's a look at your scoreboard and your final standings for the Green Meadows Conference. Again, playoffs coming up here shortly. I will keep you updated with any news and any coverage that I know of. You guys will be the first to know. It's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we need to chat about some all-conference scholar athletes hitting the books, hitting the gridiron, hitting the volleyball court. We will talk about it all. Your Green Meadows Conference scholar athletes coming up next. This is My Sports, and you're listening to My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Back here on My Sports, we wrapped up our conversation with our guest today, Jason Williamson of Williamson Crop Insurance, WKSD, and of course, MySports.live. And then we just got done chatting some football. And again, you missed that conversation or any conversation from this past year. All of these episodes, they're archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. We've spoke to just some awesome guests, whether it's coaches, players, through the years here on My 102.7. Head on over to the website after this one and check out all of the episodes. Time to talk some scholar athletes here on My Sports, because hitting the books is just as important as hitting the field and the court. So let's talk about the archers to start. To be eligible for this honor, the athlete must be a senior, participate in letter in a recognized sport, and have a 3.5 GPA or better after six semesters. I can tell you that wasn't me in high school. May have been close, but that definitely wasn't me. Decent athlete, decent in school, never a scholar athlete. Braylon Moreno, he leads us off. Caroline Roars, Madison Peters, Drew Eakin, Derek Hines, Jonah Keys, and Ellie Clem from Antwerp. Once again, Braylon Moreno, Madison Peters, Derek Hines, Jonah Keys, Ellie Clem, Caroline Roars, and Drew Eakin, your honorees from the Antwerp Archers. Seven archers making the all-conference scholar athlete list in the GMC. So moving around the county, we'll go to the Paulding Panthers, and there's a whole bunch of Panthers on this list, starting with Matthew Bale, Grace Goings, Cully Thompson, Lucas Beckman, Marley Parrott, Nico Stahl, Curtis Langsdorf, Brianna Bermejo, Austin Kinder, Sam Reinhardt, Claire Miller, Max Stork, Jack Woods, Jeremiah Koenig, and Christina Martinez. Of course, also need to add that cross country's in here. Cross country, we haven't forgot about you at all. Some awesome runners in there from Paulding. And then from Wayne Trace, Luke Stauffer, Lori Sin, McKenna Johnson, Dylan Kaufman, Anna Merez, Tori Young, Harper Myers, Natalie Stoller, Brady Miller, Isabella Knowles, Ryan Bostelman, Blake Osborne, Ava Stoller, and Tyson Gerber. So that's a look around the county at your scholar athletes for the fall season. And I know, of course, all conference athletes for football, they'll be announced here shortly, and we'll have all of that information for you. Ton of talent around Paulding County. I think there'll be a bunch of names we're really familiar with on those first and second team lists for all Green Meadows Conference. But that is a look at your all-conference scholar athletes for the 2024 fall season. It's time for another break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll put a lid on this one with our My Sports slate of games coming up here in the future. I can't say in the next week, but basketball season, it's on the horizon. I have a few that will leak to you. See where MySports.live is going to be at for the first few weeks of the year so you can get those on your calendar. But for now, it's time for a break. Back after this, it's My Sports, and it continues next on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports, and we'll do it like we do every single week, but you guys have to wait a little bit longer because hoop season, it is not for a few more weeks. Halloween coming up this next week. Happy Halloween to all. Be safe out there. Hope to see some awesome costumes around my neighborhood. Hey, I'll actually be home this year, I think for the first time in the last 5 or 6 years, to pass out candy, so that's actually a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that coming up here on Thursday, but coming up Friday, November 22nd. I know. We're a little far out, but we'll be Kenny Stabler and Scoot Miller on Friday, November 22nd, Antwerp and Hilltop. It's girls hoops coming at you. I know. I can't believe we're talking about hoops already. Coverage continues the Monday after. That's November 25th. Eden and Antwerp girls, Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler, will have that one for you. On Tuesday, the 26th, Garrett Mansfield and Scoot Miller will have Defiance and Wayne Trace girls. Then on Friday, it's boys action. Antwerp and Kaleida, myself and Scoot Miller on the call for you there. And also on November 29th, Lincoln View at Wayne Trace. Jason Landers, Brady Stabler, and Ben Winans will have the call for you on that one. Saturday, November 30th, Jason Landers and Scoot Miller for Antwerp against Holgate. And then Wayne Trace and Parkway also on Saturday. So boys games Friday, boys game Saturday that week in November, the 29th and the 30th. Girls kicking us off the 22nd, 25th, and 26th. Again, Parkway, Wayne Trace, that's starting at 7 o'clock on Saturday, November 30th. Corbin Vance and Ben Winans on the call for you there. So that's a look at your My Sports slate of games coming up for early basketball season. Again, I know we're still just under a month away, but I'm pretty stoked for basketball. We should see a lot of talent in Paulding County for this upcoming season. And before I go any further, because I need to get to the thank yous, our first thank you needs to go out to Terry Carwile and Joe Barker of MySports.live. What a great season it was for football. I can't believe we're already through it, but it's seriously always a pleasure to come out to Paulding County and call games for those guys. Just A-plus stand-up people and a great company to work for. Wouldn't have it any other way. And of course, I need to hand out a few more thank yous like I do every week. They go to our guests and they go to our sponsors. This week, well, we have a little bit of a crossover. Jason Williamson of Williamson Crop Insurance, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. Spend it with me this morning on My Sports, talking some Paulding County football. Really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to linking up for some hoops games, and it'll be a fun season on the hardwood in the Green Meadows Conference. Some more thank yous go out to our sponsors, and those include the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Haldon County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, without our sponsors, I would not be here doing this. I thank our sponsors every week, and you should also thank our sponsors, too. Well, another football season in the books on MySports.live and here on MySports. I thank you so much for spending the entire season with us, for all of the views, for all of the listens. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. It's an absolute privilege to come out and call the student athletes of Paulding County. Once again, doesn't matter where I go, Wayne Trace, Paulding, or Antwerp, I'm always treated with the utmost hospitality and truly so very thankful I get to do what I do to the audience that gets to listen. Whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Have a safe week. Happy Halloween. I'll talk to you then.
MySports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.